Katie, however, has been starting to construct sculptures as our artist book. So our vague idea, or our not so vague anymore idea, is for her to include my poems or parts of my poems along with photographs and prints into sculptural works that, and each sculpture would kind of stand as a page, and the collection of sculptures would create a book object, our artist's book object. And so the more she was working with the page as medium, the more I realized that I needed to adapt my poetry to move slightly away from the line and more towards the page. This has been a challenging process. I've realized just how integral the line is to poetry. And even when you try playing with spacing, it's almost as if the moment you put more than one word on the page, there is a linearity that is created. Whether that is because of protocols of reading and that, you know, of moving our eyes from one side of the page to the other, which creates a linear movement of the eyes across the page, or whether that is just because of how we think in terms of syntax. And even when I break down sentences into phrases, it's almost also still as if like there is a syntactical element that is creating a linearity to the work. So I've really been experimenting, which is also partly why there are so many poems in this series right now, as I've been trying to systematically get to a more and more fragmentary style. And so some of the later ones, experiments I've tried tend to use the word rather than the phrase, the line, the sentence. So the word as a unit, you can make arguments and say that a single word is already a line, or a single word is already a poetic, sentiment. But I think working with the word has made it slightly easier to play with the page and to place words in a way that still creates an affective continuity, but at the same time visually shows the fragmentation of the line and the syntax, and also kind of displaces the visual linearity of some of the other poems that I've written that were, left justified and dependent on a progression of lines, one on top of the other.